Good morning, and we have a couple of projects here. I will carry a few. My staff will carry some other ones. The first one before you is the bulk delivery of sodium hypochlorite. You may know that all the treatment facilities use this particular chemical for disinfection processes. We have set up the documents, had them reviewed by counsel, and that's the legal counsel. And we reached out to the various suppliers. We got a good number of bids back. The actual bids were lower than what we currently have on supply. We actually did get a better delivery schedule. We have more breakdown between the facilities. It was a all-around win-win-win. Lower price, better delivery schedule, and several-year contract. So I'm have a motion prepared for you for the sodium hypochlorite,
please,
you if you so choose. Be it moved upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Project 16-12 bulk delivery of sodium hypochlorite be awarded to Intercoastal Trading Incorporated of Secretary, Maryland at the base bid amount of $105, that's $1.05 per gallon, and an alternate bid amount of $105 per 30-gallon container. Just a method explanation, the containers only are used at the Aeroport water treatment plant, mm-hmm. but we can't take bulk deliveries there. That's why there's no.
Pleasure, Council.
Well, it sounds good. I'd like to make the motion.
Sure. Second, Mr. Colbert. Yep. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Colbert.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Same project. We have the bulk delivery of lime. Lime's a little bit trickier to purchase because there's a limited number of vendors. We have reached out to all possible vendors. Actually, even contacted the one currently providing that service to Kent County. In the end, we only received one bid back. It is slightly more than what we currently pay, just a small increase, couple percent. It is very much in line with what the other counties pay for it, so because I know the Kent County price. And so based on the fact that we do need the lime in the process and we do have to guarantee the continued delivery, I do recommend the award to the lowest responsible bidder, and I have a motion.
Please
read your motion, sir. Be it moved upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Project 16-13 bulk delivery of granular lime be awarded to Greer Lime Company of Morgantown, West Virginia at the bid amount of $100 per ton.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mr. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
That was $100 a ton, correct?
Pardon me?
That was $100 a ton?
$180 a ton.
180.
Oh, we haven't really said, by the way, it was 160 one time.
We paid 175 last year.
Right.
Correct. The president said 175 is the current price.
175 from
175 to 180.
Now we're up to granular and bulk. So evidently farm prices hadn't kept up with this.
Questions?
Okay, let's move on.
Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Colbert?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. The irrigation rig replacement project, Project 15-18. you may recall that these irrigation rigs at Wolf Neck have been in operation since the project was completed in 1995, so that's over 20 years. I've personally convinced myself by visiting the site that the rigs are in desperate need of replacement. As a matter of fact, I think we probably waited a little bit too long. We made a significant outreach in order to get this project competitively bid. As a matter of fact, personally made a number of phone calls, reached out to a total of 7 vendors, opened it up for 2 particular irrigation systems, plus entertained the option to additional ones. And when it was all said and done, I still only could get one bid, and I really don't understand why, because we certainly made every effort to get it. I personally know a few of these vendors, you know, and I was surprised, but we had 6 of the vendors attended the pre-bid meeting. So it's not that it was the word was not out. Everything was certainly well known. The vendors knew that we were definitely going to buy the replacement rigs. Mm-hmm. So I feel we do have a competitive price. I talked to a couple of them afterwards. And There is a number on the table. We definitely need them, so I do have a recommended motion. But I want to stress for the record, it was a significant outreach, good attendance at the pre-bid meeting, and for reasons unknown to us, only one vendor chose to bid.
Well, they're in the driver's seat then.
Yes, sir. I did bring the list of the attendees and the people I talked to, just in case you want to know. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract 15-18 WRSSD irrigation rig replacement be awarded to Sussex Irrigation Company, Inc. of Laurel, Delaware at the base bid amount of $221,548. For clarification, we had an alternate, which we choose not to award because we did not need it.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure, Captain.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Deaver.
Yes,
second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
What kind of rigs are these?
This will be a Zinmatic.
Zinmatic? Are they known as pivot systems?
Yes.
How many pivot systems do we get for this price?
Two.
Two? How many feet are they long?
The longest one's over 1,000 feet, so okay. It's pretty long.
They have gone up a long ways from
what? Yes, and it's these are 10-inch pipes, so these are significant. I mean, this is a pretty big rig.
It really doesn't carry the volume. 10-inch pipe won't carry its volume. It doesn't really carry the force.
The larger one is a 3,000 gallon per minute rig. So that's.
I understand.
So that's quite a sizable rig.
Any more questions for council?
Only that it's West Rehoboth, and I'm glad you're doing this. I wonder with all that efficiency, maybe prices might even go down for to use the product, who knows, but I think you did a great job. Happy about it.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
And I just also wanted to say thank you. I've been out there and probably didn't take much convincing on your part that it needed to get replaced. That was part of my tour when I went out there and looked at those things. But yes, Mr. President, yes.
Mr. Wilson?
He is on tour. So he knows a lot about irrigation. That's why he stayed for the tour.
That's why I took a tour. I wanted to learn more.
Well,
that's my job, to learn more.
That's a lot of money, but I'm going to vote yes, but maybe we should call O.A. Newton. Maybe we should call.
May I?
Get involved.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Go ahead, Lyle.
I'm glad you mentioned it. O.A. Newton was on the list. We contacted them. They were at the pre-bid.
So they time.
Chose not to. I mean,
you can't make them bid. They came to pre-bid. That's pretty much
I have a very good relationship with Rex from O.A. Newton, so we've done a number of projects. So
I'll let him know about this when I get a chance to talk to him.
Thank you, sir, very much.
You don't need no work, evidently.
John Ashman.
Rob, you need to tour Sam's farm.
Yeah.
That's a tour.
Have we done that?
Area sewer
I have been there.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'll show you what irrigation system.